Manchester City are still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again! And Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, we're fresh on the heels of the Blitz and AJ and Fred Fowler as we're going to go soccer for the next 2 hours here. World's game, your game here in Houston, 713-780-3776. And for those of you on the internet highway, it's your game as well. The Champions League final is set today. Atletico Madrid with a 2-1 victory over Real Madrid, but 4-2 on aggregate. Real Madrid will go to Cardiff, and they will take on Juventus and the sentimental favorite in Gianluigi Buffon. You agree with that or not? 713-780-3776. Is Buffon the sentimental favorite? I think so. Juventus and Real Madrid, what a final we're going to have, and it's kind of the one I think everybody was hoping to get. Atletico Madrid scored twice in the first 16 minutes, including a penalty. And, you know, you're just sitting there going, what if? You know, is this one of these Barcelona moments here in a comeback? They worked so hard and were so aggressive and playing, you know, in a very different style against their nature at the beginning of this to try and get these early goals because they were coming into this 3-0 down on aggregate. And then right before halftime, three Atletico Madrid defender. Savic was one of them. They're all on the end line with Benzema. They take up really poor angles. And somehow Benzema goes along the end line. Nobody gets a tackle in. Initial shot is saved and then Isco taps it in. There's the road goal. Now you got to score five and hold Real Madrid to advance. And at that point, it was just a huge body blow. It was just like a punch to the solar plexus. So anybody who has any thoughts on today's Champions League or yesterday's, Juventus got a 2-1 win over Monaco. You know, how fitting was it that Mandzukic scores in that game? You talk about selflessness, and that is what Juventus is about. And what about Dani Alves? Oh, Barcelona. You had more to get out of Dani. What a story he is. Mbappe got the lone goal for Monaco, the young talent that everybody's excited about. That one got a bit tempestuous. But in the end, it was 4-1 on aggregate. So it's Juventus-Real Madrid. Is Juventus going to suffocate Real Madrid? Soccer minds tonight, what are they? What's on it? The platform is yours, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number. The show is streaming on the internet highway. We mentioned ESPN975.com. We're going to be getting up, I believe, shortly here, if we're not already, on Facebook Live. So you'll be able to hear callers, and we do have in-house tonight. Ramel Kyoto of the Houston Dynamo will be in studio, so will my TV partner Eddie Robinson. We're going to talk about a number of things here tonight, but the Dynamo will be in action on Friday night, the fifth-year anniversary of the stadium, taking on Vancouver, the Vancouver Whitecaps, who have won two in a row on the road. We will also have their manager, Carl Robinson. He will join me on the show tonight. We're going to talk their youth development program. We're going to talk a new signing of theirs. We will talk and get his opinion on the Houston Dynamo. We'll start it off tonight at 713-780-3776. That's the number to call in. Your opinion is wanted. Debate, agree, disagree, whatever, but participate. And a big shout out to the Real Madrid supporters group, by the way, who raised a couple $100 for the Curing Children's Cancer Fund. Every little bit helps. We appreciate that effort from those guys and Eddie Mendoza. So thank you for that. To the phone lines we go. We'll start it with Ray tonight. Ray, what's on your mind?
Hey, Glenn, I just want to say that, you know, if Madrid wins back-to-back championships, does this kind of put Ronaldo a little another feather in his cap over Messi, the little guy? And I just want to say once again, too, that Zidane, in my personal opinion, is phenomenal. What he's been able to do, when he came into the program, after cleaning up Benitez's mess. And I'm just glad that the Dynamo won too as well.
Well, first of all, I don't think there's any question. Ronaldo wants to win everything and anything. So, I mean, what I love about him is how bad he wants to win. I mean, he's, for me, top 10 athletes in the world when it comes to competitive desire. I don't think there's any question. How historic would this be if Real Madrid wins another title? Their history is crazy. Their trophies, their titles, their cups, it's crazy. You know, in 2014, they did the Decima. They won the Club World Cup as well. Un Decima in 2016. Zidane is becoming a bigger legend and doesn't get enough credit. So, you know, they're in the category of Barcelona in all the great years they've had. If they win this again, so I don't think there's any question. Remember when they did it to Atletico in Lisbon? Ramos, Bale, right. Marcelo, and Cristiano, all late though. Atletico Madrid in 2014 was minutes away from winning it.
Right, that was awesome. And if I was Diego Simeone, in my personal opinion, I wouldn't leave. I think what he's been able to do is amazing there. And then people are always trying to link him to the Chelsea job, but in my personal opinion, Chelsea's not a big enough club, in my personal opinion, now. It's not like it's the Chelsea that, of the years where they were invincible. This is a program that is in complete disarray, and the ownership is showing that they don't like spending money.
But Ray, kind of like Antonio Conte's done a pretty good job at Chelsea, hasn't he? So he's not going to Chelsea.
Right.
Inter Milan is one of the places that's been mentioned. Griezmann's probably going to be gone. He's linked with every big club. So it's probably the time to leave. He's probably going to get a bigger payday. He's probably done everything he can do for this club, although they are moving into a new beautiful stadium, although... Boy, that atmosphere today at Atletico Madrid was unbelievable.
It was electric.
Yeah, so my gut tells me he's probably gone, but what do I know? Things could change. I would have to think that this would be the right time for him to move.
I mean, as long as it goes, I just don't see why would you go to Chelsea. I mean, Arsenal. I don't know. I don't understand why you would go to Arsenal.
Well, I don't know if he wants to go to Arsenal. Those are all rumors. We don't know where he wants to go. He hasn't said. I mean, one of the places that makes sense is Inter Milan because he had a great career there. Okay,
right.
He played at Inter Milan. That could be a place he comes back to. Is very comfortable with the culture there, with people there. That's the one that seems to make a lot of sense, but he hasn't said anything, so we don't know.
Right. Hey, Glenn, that was a great win for Houston.
Absolutely good win. More entertainment down there, 4 goals. Look, granted, Orlando City was in there on their third game in 8 days. We can talk about the Dynamo as well tonight, 713-780-3776. But you know what? After the number of years without entertainment down there, I mean – it's a guaranteed night of goals when you go down to BBVA Compass Stadium now. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's the only problem is it's hard for me to watch it. I'm out of market. I'm here in Wisconsin. And, one of the bad things about MLS, I think their television deal is kind of poor, especially my girlfriend and her son. They're big America fans. They like watching soccer in Spanish, and it's kind of difficult to watch the Dynamo.
Oh, you got to fight with them. Well, you have to. I guess you have to get the MLS Live package, right? That's your option.
Well, maybe I should look into that.
Yeah, streaming it. It's pretty inexpensive. You can get every game. It's good. It's good.
Glenn, and what about Liga MX playoffs?
Oh, we're going to talk some of that tonight. We always love talking Monterrey around this time of the year.
Yeah, I mean, talk about two mouthwatering. Classicos, right? With the Monterrey Clásico and the Clásico de Tapatío. I remember the last time there was almost a riot in Jalisco, the last time these two guys met in the playoffs.
Tigres Monterrey, Santos Toluca, Atlas Guadalajara, Monarcas Tijuana. These are great matchups. You always wonder how the two Monterey teams and the two Guadalajara teams get matched up so early, but it's the way it goes. Ray, as always, thank you very much for the phone call tonight.
Thank you. Go ahead.
All right, so 713-780-3776. Get your thoughts in here tonight. Champions League, who do you got? Juventus or Real Madrid? Chelsea one game away from it. A defiant Arsene Wenger does not want a director of football because they've discussed that. We're going to discuss a little bit tonight what a director of football it is, what a director of football is, or a sporting director is. It is nebulous. I don't think there's any question that it's nebulous. It's nebulous in Major League Soccer. You know, when I always ask the Dynamo, who's got the ultimate call on players, you know, it's always, it's a group thing. But somebody's got to have the final say. So they're saying at Arsenal there's the potential of bringing in Mark Overmars, who played for Wenger, the former Arsenal player. Wenger got really, really upset and got a little bit arrogant and defiant, quite frankly, when somebody suggested this to him. And he started just kind of firing back at the question and, you know, what is a director of football? Is he going to go on the field and direct the players? And I should try to find this soundbite. Remember, Ivan Gazidis, who formerly was with Major League Soccer, is at Arsenal. He seems to be the catalyst for change. The owner is Stan Kroenke, who also has Colorado. But what you have to always remember here is, I don't think Wenger's going anywhere. He's not going anywhere. There was a guy named David Dean who used to find the players for Wenger. He's defiant. He's in a position of strength. And you know why he's in a position of strength with Stan Kroenke, who's the majority owner? Because they're making money hand over fist. They're making money hand over fist. And you say, well, but if they don't get Champions League football, what happens? That's a lot of money lost. Yeah, but their stock, I mean, it's a money-making machine. Remember, Sir Alex Ferguson had David Gill at Manchester United. Don't forget that. Sir Alex always had the final call. Director of football, sporting director. In different places, it means different things, and that's even within Major League Soccer. Does a director of football have control over the entire football department? The question always is, who is the clear decision maker? More opinions eliminate bias. I don't think there's any question. It can be a weakness also. But who's the decision maker? That's really the bottom line. Somebody has to have a final call. Let's hit the phone lines here. Let's go to Benny. Benny, what's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going, man? I really appreciate your knowledge and opinion. If I'm a little long-winded with this question, I apologize. As soon as I'm done, I want to hang up and listen to what you have to say.
You got it.
Okay. From my observation, I think that the growth of soccer in the United States is attributed to a lot of the current parenting culture of moving their children away from the traditional violent sports that we've seen and grown up with, i.e. football and some instances, hockey in the northern states, baseball, basketball, and soccer seems to be facilitating the newer growth of culture in the ways of parenting, and it's a good thing. But I would like to know, through your observation, positive or negative, I'm not trying to insinuate any sort of meaning towards the question, but Is there a change in the type of athlete that you are seeing directly related to the type of culture of parenting and what's facilitating the growth in the soccer population? Meaning, is there less aggression, or is there something that's new that's evolved in the new soccer athlete, or if there's any changes whatsoever that possibly the new, as I said, the new culture is more facilitating in how soccer seems to embrace it?
Yeah, now
I'm going to hang up.
Before you hang up, let me get one little piece of information from you. Are we talking about the end game being a professional soccer player developed? What's the end game here?
Fair question. To answer it on the spot, I guess I would say the end game being having soccer as a sport entity up on the respective level as other top major sports in which they're no longer competing for, and for lack of a better phrase, competing for the breadcrumbs of ratings, but actually them themselves are a powerful sports label in this country.
Yeah, well, I can tell you TV ratings are not where they need to be. That's for sure. Although there are new TV deals for the league here in the country, but that's the holy grail that somehow has to be cracked, and it's very difficult with the competition of all the top European leagues, Champions League today, all the top players in the world. It's tough. That being said,
so when the American athlete competes against the international athlete with the current way that our decisions and what kids go to in sports at an earlier age.
Well, who do the Houston Texans compete against? Nobody outside of the U.S. borders. The whole world doesn't play American football. So that's why that's why you're competing and you're judged globally. That's why.
Exactly. I guess what I'm trying to ask is the type of American athlete, the modern American soccer athlete, is there a positive or negative growth that you're seeing with the way that our parenting culture seems to be choosing soccer over other traditional sports for kids to develop?
Yeah, participation-wise, it's huge. I would say because of a pay-to-play in the youth soccer community, there's a lot of criticism around, you know, the politics that get into it, results over development. You have to remember a lot of the world, these kids are poor and uneducated. They're learning the game in the streets with a lot of freedom without parents and adults involved. Then they get snapped up by pro clubs. So when it comes to developing soccer players, there are drawbacks to the whole pay-for-play system where you got coaches and communities. Their number one concern is making money, and they're going to do that by – unfortunately, sometimes moving away from what's right for a soccer player from a development perspective. Now, with the elite soccer players in this country, it's all going to be on Major League Soccer teams now. And we're slowly scratching the surface, and we're seeing once these kids are put in environments around men that are tougher environments, their development does get accelerated and around better coaching. It does get accelerated, and they get hardened. And at some point, you're going to see a bigger wave of 17, 18, 19, and 20-year-olds that can play professionally in Major League Soccer. It's still a long way off. I got to take a break. It's a great question. Thank you very much for that question, Benny. I appreciate that. Super question.
Thank you for answering.
Yeah, and anybody else who wants to weigh in on that, 713-780-3776. A lot of people in this community that are involved in player development. So don't forget about that. Hey, quick here for Bud Light. As host of Soccer Matters, I remind you that nothing goes better together than great friends and Bud Light. Spring is here. Get out on a patio, post up at a pool, come out to a Dynamo game, but most importantly, grab your friends and an ice-cold bucket of Bud Light. Whether it's tonight, tomorrow, or any other day of the week, remember, it's not about the parties. It's about the friends you made along the way. Bud Light, official beer of the Houston Dynamo and sponsor of Soccer Matters, Wednesdays at 7 Central Time. I will also remind you, John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, personal injury attorneys. They bring you a personalized approach. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. Whether your accident is car, boat, motorcycle, industrial, construction, plant, doesn't matter. Daspit Law Firm is going to treat your case as if it's their own. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. They're bilingual. They're going to fight for your right for your compensation. And do it with the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
The Dynamo get it for him. Piotr Benson, and what a spectacular goal!
And that was Ramel Kyoto, and that was a spectacular goal. I thought I made that pretty clear on the broadcast on Cube, that it was a spectacular goal from Ramel Kyoto. A quick word here before we get Ramel on. He is live here in studio here tonight. The Dynamo will take on Vancouver. If you're on the line waiting to get on the air via the phone call, we will get you in tonight here. Real quick word here again for John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm are personal injury attorneys. They're going to bring you a personalized approach. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT, 713-322-4878. They're bilingual, whether you're a car accident, boat, motorcycle, industrial, construction. We hope these things don't happen. But if they do, you need a lawyer that's going to fight for you 24-7. They will fight for your right for compensation. The Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. Also in studio tonight, who's done a wonderful job of arranging these interviews and making this happen, is with the Dynamo Communications, Hector Castletort. So, Hector, thank you very much. Hector will also be translating here with Ramel, who, by the way, has taken English lessons and did use some English in the lobby before coming on. And he sounded very, very good. So I think he must be a very, very good student.
Yes.
All right. So let's just talk to him about adjusting to Major League Soccer now and being here in Houston here with the team playing so well at home.
Ramel, ¿cómo te estás ajustando a la MLS y adaptando a un equipo que están haciendo las cosas tan bien?
Pues, primero que todo, darle las gracias a Ben por la invitación. Thank you, Ben, for to be happy.
You're welcome. Thank you, Ramel.
Yeah. Y creo que me he adaptado bien al equipo, a la ciudad. Creo que estamos haciendo las cosas bien. Esperamos seguir manteniendo esa línea de seguir teniendo buenos resultados.
I think I have adapted well to the... adapted well to the team, to the city, and I hope that we can stay on that line of success that we're on.
One of the things that I have really seen from Ramel, I mean, we obviously know he's an outstanding soccer player, but his drive, his competitiveness, his desire to do well in Major League Soccer, is this a platform for him? Each and every game, he just seems like there's such a strong desire to excel.
Algo que se ha visto de ti, Romel, aquí en la Major League Soccer, esa gana, esa ambición de sobresalir, de ser uno de los mejores jugadores de la liga. Para ti, esto es una cada semana es una plataforma para ser mejor.
Sí, creo que es con la idea con la que uno como jugador sale al extranjero, con la idea de tratar de hacer las cosas bien, de tratar de sobresalir, de mostrar un buen nivel. Creo que partido a partido, pues, es lo que uno como jugador, pues, se traza en su carrera de jugar bien, de poder ayudar a su equipo y de que siempre, pues, se pueda mantener ese buen nivel.
I mean, that's the mentality that you should have when you leave your country and you go to another place. You know, you should be looking forward to do things well, to you know, be the best that you can be, and you know, like every single game, do everything that you can to help your team and make it succeed.
Ramel Kyoto, Houston Dynamo, joining us in studio. He's got 4 goals on the year. He's scored some spectacular goals. There was a moment in the game I saw Ramel all the way back inside the 18 defending, and then I saw him go to the crowd like this, and I saw that emotion, and I was like, wow, this is wonderful to see. Does he remember that moment in the game?
Hubo un momento en el partido donde estabas en el área propia defendiendo y te volteaste a los fans y les empezaste a alzar los brazos como que para que siguieran echando porras. ¿Recuerdas ese momento y qué significó para ti?
Sí, creo que fue una jugada en la cual pues pude recuperar la pelota, pude ayudar al equipo en ese momento y traté de levantar al público, pues, porque es un público que siempre nos apoya en todo momento. Entonces, creo que en ese ratito, pues, estaban un poco como apagados. Entonces, en el momento de la jugada, por eso los levanté para que ellos se motivaran.
Yeah, I remember there was a play where I went to help out the team. And I remember that, you know, like, we have a fan base that it's always supporting us, that it's always there for us. But I saw that they were not as hyped as they always are. So I just kind of turned around just because I wanted for them to, like, get amped and support us.
Oh, that's outstanding. Ramel Quioto also represents Honduras, has played in Olympics and some very, very key World Cup qualifiers as well. You saw him against the United States, had the shoulder problem. How much fun is it playing in this system with Albert Elise's countrymen, Mauro Manotas, Kubo Torres, this three-pronged, this three-headed monster type attack?
Que el sistema que tiene el Dinamo es un sistema que se ve que es muy, o sea, que se ve que es muy variado y que hay mucha diversión en ese mismo sistema. ¿Qué tan divertido es para ti tener a gente como Albert Ellis, por un lado, que es tu compañero de selección también, y tienes a alguien como Mauro Manotas y Eric Torres?
No, creo que el profesor Wilmer Cabreras y también la directiva del Houston Dynamo creo que han conformado un gran equipo, no solo en la parte delantera, pero es de mucha satisfacción pues tener jugadores como el caso de Albert Ellis, de Manotas, el mismo Kubo Torres en la parte delantera. Una delantera que está dando de qué hablar y esperemos pues seguir así, seguir marcando goles, que es lo que uno como jugador quiere y es lo que a la afición también le gusta.
I think it has been a great job from not only the coaching staff, but also the upper management, that they have created such a great team. And it's not only on the offense that it's a good team, but everywhere. And it's really satisfactory to see that the offense is doing so well. And I'm glad that I'm part of a offense that it's making people talk and that it's scoring goals, which is what the fans want.
Does Ramel feel that tactically the way the Dynamo are set up in the 4-3-3 presents challenges to opponents?
¿Tú crees que de manera táctica el 4-3-3 que presenta el Dynamo puede ser un reto para el rival?
Sí, porque es una alineación pues en la cual el equipo defiende bien y también ataca bien, marca goles. Y creo que llevamos dos partidos acá en casa que no hemos recibido goles, entonces creo que es una alineación que está dando muchos resultados.
Yeah, I think it's a formation that it does not only attack well but defends well. We have two home games where we have had clean sheets, and I think it's something that has been productive. It's a formation that it's been productive.
Now, I know Ramel, he just became a father, right? He's got is it a young daughter Ramel has?
Tienes una niña pequeña en casa.
Yeah.
What is it like being a father, and how has that changed his life and changed the way he looks at football?
¿Cómo eso te qué significa para ti ser un padre, y cómo te ha cambiado en el aspecto futbolístico el ser papá?
Creo que ser papá, pues, es una gran responsabilidad porque uno tiene que hacer todo lo posible para ser un ejemplo, para dar lo mejor a sus hijos. Entonces, creo que en la parte futbolística, pues creo que espero seguir haciendo un buen trabajo y mantenerme así. Y que cuando mis hijas crezcan, pues que se sientan orgullosas de mí.
I think to be a father, it's a huge responsibility. You ought to be an example. You have to be able to provide for your family, and in the soccer sense of the question that you had was, it's, you know, like I hope to keep on doing a good job so that my daughter can be proud of me.
What is it like for him to go home after a game like the win over Orlando City, and you go home and your daughter's there, maybe she's peacefully sleeping? It has to be a very big feeling of contentment.
¿Qué tanta felicidad te puede dar un partido como el que jugaste contra Orlando y llegar a casa y ver a tu hija? ¿Qué sensaciones te da? ¿Es una sensación de felicidad? ¿Qué se siente?
No, pues, gracias a Dios, mi hija tiene la oportunidad y la facilidad pues de poder ella asistir al estadio y poder apoyarme, digamos, pues ella está en el estadio cuando yo estoy jugando. Gracias a Dios, pues, desde que llegué acá y ella vino después también y ella ha podido ir al estadio y ha podido estar ahí pues cuando yo he podido marcar esos goles.
It's pretty nice because my daughter has been able to go to all the games that I have played here, and you know, like, she's always there, and it's really nice to have her here and have her support, being a supporter when she's around.
As a winger, and he's cutting in on his right foot a lot, coming inside. We've seen him score two spectacular goals that way, right? One that's up for the goal of the week. Is there sort of a mind game that goes on between him and a defender where, you know, maybe he goes inside on occasion, but he's also got to try and beat the guy and turn the corner to make sure that he's showing him different variations?
Cuando tú jugando por la banda, ¿hay algún tipo de momento en el que hay un juego mental entre tú y el defensa cuando estás tratando de hacer el corte hacia adentro, pero al mismo tiempo te estás tratando de llevar al defensa por velocidad? ¿Qué es lo que pasa en esos momentos?
Sí, creo que cuando tengo el balón, lo que pasa en ese momento es de que el defensa, pues, se va echando para atrás, el defensa va retrocediendo, entonces ahí es cuando yo me voy creando el espacio y cuando es cuando me queda la oportunidad de poder rematar al arco de esa manera.
When I have the ball, like, the defender, it starts running back, so that's where I'm able to open the space for myself and be able to shoot and most of the time score. Not most of the time, but I shoot and I can score.
Is the pressure with Romel now? Romel Kyoto, by the way, in studio here on ESPN 97.5 Soccer Matters. What is the pressure like now trying to qualify Honduras for a World Cup? I have a lot of friends in the Honduran community. Everybody knows Romel. Everybody knows Albert. Everybody knows Boniac. Everybody knows the Hondurans here in Houston because we have a wonderful, vibrant, huge Honduran community. But what sort of pressure does he feel in trying to get Honduras to the World Cup in Russia?
Como no es un secreto, hay una gran comunidad de hondureños aquí en Houston. Glenn comenta que tiene amigos, grandes amigos en esa comunidad. Y no solamente eso, sino también todos conocen a Albert Ellis, a Romel Kyoto, a Bonnie García. Y como hondureño, ¿qué responsabilidad sientes tú al jugar a la selección y tratar de llevar la selección al Mundial?
Sí, creo que acá en Houston, pues, hay una gran cantidad de hondureños y pues es una gran responsabilidad pues en este momento, no solo para mí sino para todos mis demás compañeros de selección, tratar de hacer todo lo posible por nuevamente pues poder llevar a la selección a un mundial. Pues creo que va a ser algo muy bonito pues poder clasificar a un mundial.
Yeah, there's a lot of Hondurans here in Houston, and I think not only for me but for all my national teammates, it's a huge responsibility, and I feel that it's gonna be really nice, really emotional to be able to take Honduras into a World Cup.
Tell Romel we thank you very much for coming in studio, Romel. We wish you the best of luck against Vancouver on Friday. Keep scoring goals. We're enjoying watching you play the game here and with so much passion.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. That's Romel Kyoto. We're going to take a quick break here. Great to have him in studio. We really appreciate Romel coming in studio. As we go to break, let me tell you about Azure Salon in the heart of River Oaks and in West Ave Shopping. Stylists at Azure Salon keep me looking sharp for all my TV work. Azure Salon, the place to go. Guys, get to Azure Salon. Ladies, they have you covered with colors, color cuts and extensions. AzureSalon.com, AzureSalon.com. Soccer fans, a real soccer pub in Edo, Kings Court. It's right next to the stadium at 903 Hutchins. 13 TVs, Premier League matches, Dynamo matches, home of Manchester United and Chelsea supporters group. Kings Court has 24 taps, a full bar, and extensive spirits, plus wonderful pub food. Kings Court, I hang out there, visit the rooftop deck, and sit in the shadows of BBVA Compass Stadium. Say hello to Jay down there. Tell me you heard it on Soccer Matters. KingCourtTexas.com. KingCourtTexasTX.com. We will take a break. We'll come back. We've got Ali Wagner coming up. We will take phone calls. and more at 713-780-3776. And right now, third caller, you get a pair of tickets to see Ramel Kyoto against the Vancouver Whitecaps Friday night at BBVA Compass Stadium at 713-780-3776. Third caller.
Sweetheart is bleeding in the snow cone. So smart, she's leading me to ozone.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
Manage to play it wide. Dani Alves, and surely a first goal here. And yes, on the rebound, Mandzukic. This time, Subasic can't stop his Croatian teammate. And Juve are surely
and yes, they were. And Mandzukic, you know what? I mean, no better guy to score the goal, because what he represents for Juventus is that selfless attitude, which I think is going to make it very difficult for Real Madrid. This is going to be a great Champions League final. And I'm going to give some tickets away to the Champions League event at Warehouse Live here before the show is over tonight. I need to do a quick read here. For Budweiser and Bud Light, as host of Soccer Matters, I remind you that nothing goes better together than great friends and Bud Light. Spring is here. Get out to the patio. Come out to a Dynamo game. But most importantly, grab your friends and grab an ice-cold bucket of Bud Lights. Whether it's tonight, tomorrow, or any other day of the week, remember, it's not about the parties. It's about the friends you made along the way. Bud Light, the official beer of the Houston Dynamo, and sponsor, long time, of Soccer Matters Wednesdays at 7 Central. I will also remind you about Liberty Kitchen. Liberty Kitchen knows how to serve it up, lunch, brunch, and supper. Think of it as modern American comfort food. Liberty Kitchen staples, some of my favorites, deviled eggs topped with fried oysters, cowboy surfers, of course oysters on the half shell, grilled chops and steaks, ribs and fish, Liberty Kitchen signature cocktails plus cold beer on tap. I go to the one a lot in the Heights. That's my favorite spot. But they've got other locations: Heights, River Oaks, Rice Village, Garden Oaks, Treehouse, Memorial City. Now you know why Liberty Kitchen is a regular stop for me. All right. She and I have done some U.S. national team games. Allie Wagner had an outstanding career for the U.S. women's national team. Many of you know her. She is a part of the Lifetime live broadcast that is coming here on Saturday, when the Houston Dash take on Sky Blue. By the way, it's Pups to the Pitch night, so there's going to be people bringing their puppies and dogs in there. Let's go to Allie Wagner. Allie, how are you?
I'm good, Glenn. How are you?
I had to do a bit of promotion there, so thank you for being patient. I'm doing great. I'm just looking at Lifetime, and what an important deal this was for the NWSL to get these games nationally broadcasted. Obviously, you're a big part of this. Just talk a little bit about the Lifetime TV deal and what it means to the NWSL.
Yeah, you know, I've had an opportunity to talk about this a fair amount, and I think the biggest thing was that this had to happen. And you don't want just any partner. You wanted someone who was invested in it. And I think one of the beauties of that Lifetime offers is that they've got tremendous reach. They've got an amazing marketing arm. They have all these pieces in place, and now they're investors in league. So they're an equity holder, and so they are truly invested in the league. So this isn't, you know, they're just jumping in, jumping out. If it works, great. If not, they'll just sit, you know, be on their way. This is something that they believe in. You know, it's part of the Lifetime property now, where they're heading in a positive direction for creating, I guess, media that resonates with women aspiring to be great. And so it's pretty cool. And just, you know, for me, getting a glimpse behind the scenes is pretty interesting, because you see how invested they are. And that's something that maybe people were skeptical of initially when this broke, because you don't think of sports and Lifetime being an automatic partnership. But I can say without hesitation that they are all in, and it's pretty cool to be a part of something that there's a lot of energy behind.
And there's that trickle down to all the players knowing that they're all in, too, that I think just takes it to another level. By the way, Ali Wagner has played over 130 times for the U.S. Women's National Team, has scored a bunch of goals. She had the dubious honor of having to do a national team game with me, which, you know, sometimes that can kind of hurt the resume. But we had a fun time doing the U.S.-Switzerland. I look at your career. You played in San Diego. You played in Boston. You had a little spell over at Lyon in France.
Whoa. I didn't technically play in Boston.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
And then the league folded.
That's right. Los Angeles Soul. Sorry.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks for correcting me, as a good analyst would. Usually you don't do that on air, though, to make the guy look bad, but that's okay. That's okay.
Hey, we go back.
It's true. Listen, I'm not too proud. But you having seen and been a part of this and now seeing where the NWSL is, it in a place with things like this TV deal to project now to the next level? Because the bottom line is, yeah, it still is a tough sell, women's soccer. I hate to be saying that, but it's the truth.
Look, yeah, and I don't get it. I think that where it's a tough sell is that people aren't selling it. They're not doing their job. I mean, you think of all the leagues around the world that are successful. The product is something that is interesting to people, but they know how to sell it. And I think in markets where you're seeing it not necessarily being sold as well is where you can make that assertion, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. And so I do think that I am the first one to say I wouldn't have maybe watched the leagues that I played in. I don't think the product was good enough. I do think that with this being in the fifth year of the NWSL, now you have depth across the team. So you talk about the lifetime partnership. I think there's more elements that are involved in this that have said, yes, this is a league that is not going to look back. Because, like I said, you have a lot of depth now. So each team is actually making hard decisions how to whittle it down to those 20-player rosters, where that wasn't the case before. And you need a depth. You need depth to get through a season.
Okay, I'm
and then you bring in the competition factor. I mean, yeah, we can talk about Olympic Lyonnais, PSG overseas. We can talk about, you know, some of the teams in the Bundesliga, Frauen, over in Sweden as well. But the competition isn't there. So you have like two stacked teams, three stacked teams at most, perhaps, and they just run the table, and those players aren't developing. So a lot of them are very good. Don't get me wrong. Okay. But in this league, at least, they're, you know, these players are being tested week in and week out, and I think that's going to be a drawing card. So now it's up for the clubs to make it the most professional environment to bring in some of the big names like, you know, Marta coming over to Orlando, for instance. Mm-hmm.
And signing Mallory Pugh. I want to get to Mallory Pugh in a second, but I want to go back to putting more people in the seats, and I want to go to an age group that, you know, okay, so what has happened to all these women that are 30 and above, okay, that are professionals now, they're parents, they're having children that have played the game, have gone through the whole competitive youth thing, have even played college soccer, still remain a participant in it. Where the heck are they? Okay,
I mean,
it's all well and good to say we got to throw more money at it and we got to promote it harder. I get that point. I'm with you. But where's the organic love for the game from that group? Where are they?
You know, Glenn, I'm actually in agreement with you on this. I think the answer is twofold. One is that I think perhaps the scheduling of the games and in our situation with Lifetime, the timing isn't the best. You know, on the West Coast, these games kick off at 1, our pregame's at 12:30. So, you know, to get bottoms in the seat, they might have their own games if these professional women have young children. You know, these families, they might have their players involved in sports. So there's that element that maybe the scheduling isn't working with filling the stands necessarily. But I want to completely agree with you on an element of, look, women talk a very strong game about supporting each other, getting out there, you know, breaking those barriers, having these type of environments to inspire the young generations, both boys and girls. The women talk a strong game. We're in a big wave right now of that. But I do think that there's a lot of talk and not a lot of action necessarily behind that. And I do have a problem with it because it speaks to get out and if you want this to be a reality, a possibility for your children, then you need to do your work right now to support it in this growth phase. And so I'm with you 100% on that. But I do think again that you can't discount the word might not be there. I mean, in Chicago, I think that, you know, it was a struggle that a lot of people I knew in Chicago didn't know that there was a game that we were yeah. called last week, Chicago-Houston. And they said, I had no idea there was a game. So that's a problem.
Yeah.
If you don't know, you're not going to be there.
Okay, game's going to be on Lifetime TV this Saturday. It's the Houston Dash taking on Sky Blue FC. Jen Hildreth is part of your broadcast team, Dalen Cuff. Of course, the one and only Allie Wagner and Kate Margraff as well, part of the team. What are some of the main talking points around the Dash taking on Sky Blue?
Well, I think for the Dash, I had the privilege of calling their game last week. It's a big thing is getting Morgan Bryan back on the field. I mean, she came in around the 70th minute mark, and she completely changed the complexion of the game. And yes, we know as games hit that 60-minute mark, sometimes things happen organically, but Morgan Bryan is a big piece to their success in terms of their build-up play because that's a style they're committed to, and they just didn't quite have it last week. And I think that is something that they're just going to continually to evolve and address as the season goes along. But they're very reliant upon their counterattack play. I mean, hitting Kalia Ojai over the top, Rachel Daly, they're two of the most exciting players in the league. So if you enjoy personality players on the ball, getting at defenders, making, highlight reels, you want to get out and watch those too, because I do, in fact, think there are some of the bright spots in the league, and they're only going to get better. So, they got to shore up some of their midfield pieces. I think the back line at times looks still a little bit porous, not as organized as it should be. You've got a lot of new faces back there. The two new Brazilians, a South African and a Brazilian and the center defense that are new acquisitions. And so it's just them finding kind of the rhythm, getting up to the pace of the game and their rhythm with each other.
Well, Allie, listen, thank you very much. I look forward to seeing you down there at the game.
Will we see you?
Yes, I'm going to be there Saturday.
Fantastic.
Lifetime TV is going to be in the house. By the way, my niece is the host of one of the hosts of Project Runway Junior on Lifetime.
Oh, so, no way.
I don't know if you knew that or not. So
I did not. I'll have to watch.
Another Lifetime programming. So
let's get her out to a game.
Well, she's a little pregnant right now, so it might be tough to get her out there now, but we can get her out to the game. We need to put a franchise in Tampa.
Pregnancy isn't an illness, Glenn. She can come out.
I'll let you handle that with her. How about that? I'll put that one in your court. But listen, have a great broadcast. We're looking forward to having the NWSL Game of the Week here on Lifetime in Houston. And as always, great talking to you, Allie.
Same, Glenn. Fantastic. And thanks for having me on.
All right. That's the one and only Allie Wagner joining us here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. We are going to take a break. We really appreciate her coming on. They got a nice broadcast team down there this weekend with Jen Hildreth, Dalen Cuff, and Kate Margraff. A lot of tremendous players in their past with huge U.S. national team experience. So get out. Houston-soccer.com is where you get your tickets. It's Pups to the Pitch Night as well. Right now, a quick word here for an event that's very, very important to me. Coming up, and pediatric cancer is important to me, Friday, June 16th. 6:30, DoubleTree 400 Dallas. It's a sportsman's dinner evening with Norman Whiteside, the former Manchester United player, also played with Northern Ireland in the World Cup, Bobby Tambling of Chelsea. Dinner raffle auction. It's Friday, June 16th at 6:30, hosted by Tom Clare and Jesus Martinez. 501c charity is the benefit of this, called Curing Children's Cancer Fund, CCCFund.org. Get your tickets at 281-812-4805. Love to see you down there. We would love to have Soccer Matters listeners down there. Facebook group / Houston Red Army. Soccer stories are going to be flowing. Whiteside played for Sir Alex Ferguson. He's got great, great stories. So does Bobby Tambling. There's other celebrities going to be there. Gordon Jago used to coach Queens Park Rangers. Dallas sidekicks up in Dallas. He's coming down from Dallas. It's going to be an incredible night. We hope you can be there. 281-812-4805. Get tickets for the Sportsman's Dinner Evening. Norman Whiteside, Bobby Tambling. All for the 501c charity, Curing Children's Cancer Fund. Let's think about these pediatric cancer patients.
ESPN 97.5.